listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. Coming up, cocaine found in a camper van. But first, firefighters could be called in to drive ambulances as St John's deals with excessive delays and COVID-related staff shortages. It follows a tragic death early Sunday morning. An 80-year-old Perth woman died waiting for paramedics. She was unresponsive 2 hours after calling 000 about chest pains. Premier Mark McGowan says talks are underway to improve the service.
I'm getting urgent advice on this because obviously what's occurred is not acceptable. Having said that, when you have 40% of staff out, like any organisation, it's not easy to manage, particularly at 2:30 on a Sunday morning.
The health department has reported 14 new COVID-related deaths, some which date back to earlier this month. It's also confirmed 15,674 new infections across the state. There are now 325 COVID patients in our hospitals. 11 of them are in intensive care. Police have vowed to hunt down those involved in illicit drugs after a significant discovery in WA's north. Officers allegedly found 320 kilos of cocaine in a camper van in Port Hedland on Sunday. Since then, a New South Wales man and a German national have been charged. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says those involved in illicit drugs have a target on their backs.
My message today is simple. If you take illicit drugs, please seek help needed to stop. And for those syndicates onshore and offshore, we're coming for you. We will not stop and we'll be relentless.
So the election campaign and the coalition has announced its policy costings, showing a price tag of $2.3 billion. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says it's managed to trim the budget bottom line, saving $1 billion over the next 4 years by driving down spending on the public service.
Today we can demonstrate that we have fully paid for all of our election promises and improved that budget bottom line further, providing a $104 billion improvement to the budget bottom line.
And Labor leader Anthony Albanese says their costings will be unveiled later this week.
Our costings will be out on Thursday. I'll tell you what our costings won't include. What they included on that couple of days before the election was $4.5 billion of foreign aid cuts. We've seen how that damaged Australia's standing in the region.
In sport, West Coast has lost Liam Ryan due to suspension. He's accepted a one-match ban for rough conduct against Melbourne at the weekend and he'll miss Sunday's clash with the Giants. Demons player Cade Chandler has also accepted a two-match suspension for rough conduct. Gold Coast coach Stuart Dew is confident he'll earn a new contract with the club as the shadow of Alistair Clarkson looms. He's been quizzed about his future on Fox Footy.
Yeah, look, I am. I'm a bit like the players. I'm getting towards that 80 to 100 game mark. So, you know, I feel really comfortable in my own skin and in and around the group.
And James Sicily will be a Hawk for life. The star defender has taken his name off the free agency list, signing a 5-year contract with Hawthorn. Sicily will be 33 when it ends and says he's enjoying playing under the direction of coach Sam Mitchell.
To be able to fully invest now in my teammates and not myself anymore is a good feeling for me, and I'm very happy with where we're placed at the moment with Sam's vision and the coaching staff.
Listener.